Be'ezras Hashem, we'll continue with the Likutei Sichas, Chelik Tezvov, Parshas Lech Lecho, Sicha Aleph. This is with the project of Likutei Sichas, and Baruch Hashem, as much as we could go with them, we're trying to do it. And especially this week is a very Gishmak Sicha. It's a little more on the light side, it's not heavy, but very Gishmak. Number one is that it's our Emes HaSicha that the Rebbe said, on Pirkei Avos. And as the meaning of the Alter Rebbe schreibt that the Alter Rebbe writes that we are noyeg, that we say Pirkei Avos are all summer till Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. The whole world is doing it only 7 weeks. I'm sorry, 6 weeks. Between Pesach and Shavuos, always there are 6 Shabbosim. And we are continuing. So in Shabbat Pashas Rei, the Rebbe spoke the Sicha. And then, when this was in Tovshin Lamed Hei. And then when they made it into the Likud, so they made it as a liquid for Parshas Lech Lecha because it's talking about Avraham Avinu and less about Noach. Punkt zwei Mishnah, so they're talking about this. So it's very, and then the Rebbe brings very Geschmack, I think, according to my, everyone learns according to what he understands. I'm not saying that this is what the Rebbe meant, but there's 3 beautiful chedushim in this Sicha. 3 interesting things that the Rebbe is mechabish in this Sicha. We're going to start inside. Es steht im Mishnah, Asoro Doiros, Ovis Perikei Mishnah Beis. Asoro Doiros Menoach Vad Avraham. There's 10 doiros from Noach till Avraham. No idea. Why is it 10 doiros? It comes to teach us, kamo erech hapaim lefonov. That the Rebster is a erech hapaim. He keeps his anger. He keeps his anger for a long time. Shekol ha-doiros ha-yem achisin u-boyin. All the doiros were doing to get them upset. They were doing things upset against the Rebster. At shebo Avraham Avinu v'kim el schar kulo. Avraham Avinu came after these 10 generations. And he took the schar, whatever they had. Because they were machisin, so he took the schar. So the Rebbe says, a beautiful question, darf man verstehen? Wie bald der Asorot Deure sein, gewinn Machisin und Boin? They were making the Ebishter angry. Wie es wird gesagt in der Mishne Gufe, it says in the Mishne, oye Machisin und Boin. Doch was war das Schar, hat sie gekommen, das Avrom hat es mal kommen. Da boin ich, what kind of Schar do they have? They were Machisin. How come Avrom takes the Schar of the 10 generations? What kind of Schar? For doing bad? What is it? Noch mehr. The question becomes even more stronger. Früher sagt die Mishne, Asoro Doiros Meodom Vad Noach. The Mishne starts with this second thing. The Mishne starts with Asoro Doiros Meodom Vad Noach. Why? Again, why is Asoro Doiros? Lo idea kamo erech hapaim lefonav. Also, the Rebishter is a marich af. Shekol ha-doiros ha-yem achisin u-boyin, at she-evi aleim esmei ha-mabl. All those 10 generations were doing things against the Rebishter, and then the Rebishter brought a mabl on them. Nicht zugeben, because Noach kibbles rar kulom. It doesn't say that Noach got his rar of everybody, like it says in the second half of the Mishnah. Also the same thing. 10 generations were getting the Ebishter angry, and by them a brother Mabel, and here it says that Avraham kibbles rar kulom. Doesn't make any sense. And it's verstandig in Pashtus, and it's, the first part is much more understood, why the brother Mabel and them in Noach didn't get their rar. Bald oyu machisin uboin, aber es ist ein Mele, kein Schar nicht verdient. Mele ist not, Noach could not get anything from it. Loidem, according to this F of Mishneh, the first F of Mishneh, der hat noch mehr nicht verstandig, verwoz bei der Asoro Doiros, Noach wat Avraham, velechazani euch gewähn machisin uboin, führt euch die Mishneh, as Avraham kibbel Schar kulom. It doesn't make any sense, what's going on here? So the question is a simple question, if you say that Machisin Uboin, what kind of Schar could Avraham get? And even more, the same generation, the same 10 generations by Odom till Noach, it says, oh, you Machisin, he brought a marble on them. And it doesn't say Noach got it. Why by Avraham he got it? So that's like a double question. Faran Meforshim, Rabbi brings on Rabbi Yoida, in the Russian office there, and the Bartanura, was Farenfer. The Rebbe is going to bring this answer, but he says it's a good answer, but I still have a question left. They bring down a Gemara in Chagige, that each and every one, when you're born, you have a part in Gan Eden already. Obviously, we're doing mitzvahs more than prepared for you, you get more Gan Eden and more Gan Eden and more. No, Oiber is Nischayev, the Gemara says, wie ist Nischayev? He did a Faveres, was the demol named the Chelkoi Begienem. He takes his chelik in Gehenim, not in Gan Eden. Dan kum da zweit avos is zocho, unot l'chelke v'chelke v'chelik chaveir be Gan Eden. This is quotations from the Gemara in Chagige. If somebody did, everybody gets assigned a place in Gan Eden. If somebody did averes, he goes to Gehenim. What happens with this part in the Gan Eden? Somebody is zocho and he did good in this world, he gets his part and he gets also the part of the other guy. So that's what the Gemara says. So that's...
What's the Yeshua in that?
It's a lot of Yosha. Why not? Someone else was supposed to as a part in Gan Eden. That's a schus. He can get it. He goes again. What happened with this part? This part has to be used. Fakerta, this is Yosha because this guy did a lot of good. So the Rebbe gives them his part and the other part. Maybe. Come up. Come. So as a very geschmack answer, right? The answer is geschmack. But the Rebbe says, if he's there, well, that's schwer in the ersten Fall. According to this, this I understand. But in the first Fall, I don't understand. This is answers me why by Avraham. Avraham got the chelik because they got a chelik in Gan Eden. Then they were also the Rismachisin. So what happens? Avraham of got ease and he got theirs also. But so there's what about Noach? The Baal says, I'm going to give a boy. And Noach is given a tzaddik with the Roysov. And Noach is given a chelik. And the chaver of the sword is Gan Eden. This they don't answer. The answer is only why Avraham got it. What happened with Noach? Noach is the same thing. Or his base. Before Shim, the Rebbe brings down, there's a Marz of Vitri, a Pirushan de Sider. So in the Sider, there's Pirikovitz also. So he's explaining this. The Marz of Vitri says, Zainin es Masbir. Yoisa's Noyach of Nishmispal Gwen Alan Shei Doiroi. Whoever remembers last week that we learned, unbelievable words, we learned that Noyach, he was walking, he was doing the Teva. They came to ask him, what are you doing? Told him, I'm doing the Teva. He never went around to ask him to do Tshuva, and he never went to the Eibishta to beg. Avraham Avinu heard that they're coming, is doing the Amoiro. Right away, and the Rebbe told them, Akza Koso, there's already a terrible thing going on. Avraham didn't give up. Noyach didn't do it. What did Noyach do? He built a Teva for himself. And they asked them, so he answered them. So there's a difference between Avraham and Noach, a very geschmack answer that the Marz of Vitri answers. That's why we see it, that's why by Avraham Avinu got the schar of all of them, because he was doing, and as the Rebbe is going to say further, it says in 90 Keparashi in Rishoy, Vesanefesh Asherosu Bechoron, they went to Eretz Knoan. What's Sanefesh Asherosu Bechoron? That Avraham Megayer Anoshim, and Sorah Megayer is Noshim. So that's why Avraham got the schar, and Noach didn't got the schar. Very geschmack. Let's see it inside. Jesus, Noach hat nicht mit Balik ben Alam Shidoiroi, er hat sich nicht aufgegeben mit Bekarf sein, die Menschen von sein dort zum Obersten, und Poel sein, sie sollen sich führen können. Boy, he didn't do anything that they should be better. Der Rebbe said also, der geschmack echidush, that Noach had a tzivu from the Ebishter to build the Tevo, and if they asking him to tell him, I'm going to bring a Mabel. He did it very good. He listened to the Ebishter and he did exactly what the Ebishter told him. But to go out of his way, and it should bother him that it's going to come a Mabel, you don't see it. Der Rieber ist ein Socher nicht gewinnt, genug größer, er soll nehmen es Rakulum. Now I understand why Noach didn't get it. Very geschmack. So Noach didn't get it because he was not Itaka Tzadik with the Reusov, but he didn't do anything for his generation. Mashenkin Avrom, was hat Mephasung, in Elikusa Boilom, it says, by Kroshom Bishem Hashem Kiloilom, and we know that it says the Rambam, and it brought on in the Mephoshim, in the Medroshim, it says, by Ikro Bishem Hashem Kiloilom, al Tikro Vayikro, Elo Vayakri. The Rebbe said that in the first time that the Rebbe recovered in the sea, the Rebbe was crying. And Vayikro itself is nothing. What do you mean Vayikro? It's a very good thing, but this is not Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is Vayakri. He made other people b'shem Hashem. And the Rebbe brings down also the very geschmack that it doesn't say Vayikro, I think it's either the Ebenezer or the Ramban. It doesn't say Vayikro Shom b'shem Hashem Keil Ho Oilom. It says b'shem Hashem Keil. Why? If you say Keil Ho Oilom, what does it mean? There's an oilom, and the Rebishter is the master of the oilom. If you say kein oilom, it's one thing. The Rebishter in the world is one thing. Very geschmack. So, Vayikro Shom B'Shem Hashem kein oilom, und hat mekarim gewinnen Menschen zum Oibersten. Wie Chazal sagen, wenn Posik ist ein Nefesh, Asher Osu Bechoron, als Avrom Megayer Anoshim, in Sorom Megayer es Noshim. Und der Rebbe sagt, wenn sie mekarim sein Schar kulom, ist very geschmack, answer the question, what the Rebbe has, how come that only Avrom got his Schar in Noach didn't get? Very simple. Okay. Es bleibt aber noch als nicht. Der Rebbe says, I can't take it, I can't this answer. It doesn't give me the full answer. Es bleibt aber noch als nicht. We move on. Onemendika zoich de asoro doiros. Shmaot vat noyach. Om greta bashtim schar. Weil kolodom yesh lo yichelib ganeid vichuluk nahar. Now the question is from a different side. Everybody has a part in Gan Eden, right? So the asoro doiros from Odom bis Noach also have Gan Eden. What happened with this part? Noach didn't get it. Who got it? You can't leave a place in Gan Eden empty. Somebody has to take it. As we say to the generation from, the 10 generations from Noach till Avraham, they were not worthy to get Gan Eden. So they went to Gehenim. So Avraham took it. What happened with the chelik that from the asoro doiros from Odom at Noach?
Bleibt aber noch alles verstanden, moven. Ohne mir die Kasse, das so, der ist schon, der war nur ja vom Gerät, aber stimmt ein Schar. Weil Kohl, oder mir schlug ich alle Beganeiden, wie die Gemorre ist der Chagige. Und wie bald, als nur ja hat sie ihr Schar, nicht bekommen. Nur ja, didn't get it. Why? Weil ihm hat gefällt das Schuss der Räuf. Ihr didn't have this Schuss, the merit, to get their part in Ganeiden. Ein Wer hat genommen sie ihr Chelik in Ganeiden. Und took it. So, der Rebbe sagt, ich habe ein Answer. Man kann nicht sagen, als keiner hat das Tag nicht bekommen. You can't say that nobody got it. It's no such thing that Gan Eden should be empty. Warum auf Gan Eden steht, weil ein Chei be Gan Eden loved or leshomro. Der Rebbe Shapudot oder Marish in Gan Eden loved or leshomro. And so this is before the Chei Tzadas. Und nach der Chei Tzadas, what happened with Gan Eden now? What is Gan Eden now? Is Gan Eden, is the Gan Eden der Ort von Kabbalah Saschar, for them loved or Eilu Ramach Mitzvah Sese, leshomro Eilu Shasa, Mitzvahs Loisiset. Alter brings it down, der Tzemach Tzadik brings it down Neuratorium Bereshis, that now, what we're using, the Le'ovdo Le'ovdo Le'shomro, that the Rebbe Shah told Odom Rishon, we use it on us. What is it? Le'ovdo means to do. What is the touch of Le'ovdo? To
work.
To work, yeah? This, yeah, Le'ovdo is to work, to do. What is to do? Ramach Mitzvah Sese. I say, do, positive. What is Le'shomro? To guard, not to do. This goes on the Shasa, the 365, Le'shisset. So what is it? As Le'shom is begoven, we're doing it, then we get the reward in Gan Eden. Gan Eden is bestimmt, not the Rebbe says, Gan Eden is, bestimmt is?
Designated.
Designated, yes, good. Designated for them. Odom, mit a tachlis und ziel. It is a ultimate, it's like an ultimate thing, why you get Gan Eden. Can doch nicht gemol sein, so if I say that, that's what it is, can doch nicht gemol sein, it's impossible to be, as a note in Gan Eden soll bleiben, lady. It can be that any space in Gan Eden should be empty. Die Frage, dass eine Ort, was ist Köln, Chalokken von allen Menschen, von 10 Deures, und Gorlein geht Deures, Emitzer muss dort kommen, und erfüllen, und dem Tachlis von Gan Eden. We're talking about a, not 10 generations, talking about the longest 10 generations that could be in the history of the world. Right? Odom Orish himself was about 930 years, Mr. Shalach 970, and what happened with this? You're talking about Moiridike long times. The Rebbe brings down in the Aure, Sharebe Vada, Yasvore Noisenes, Shachele Gan Eden, Lefi Ere, Ribu Yavoidoses Hashem, Meshrim Yichat. You're talking about over 1,000 year Gan Eden that it was assigned for those people. Where is it? And it doesn't say nowhere that anybody got it. And Noach for sure didn't get it, as it says. Right? Because it says, but Noach, it says, the Kol HaDor is Machisi, the Rebbe brought a Mablan then. And it doesn't say that again, but the second part, it says that Avraham Avinu got it. What happened with this Gan Eden? Say it again. The Pashtus, Pirkei Avos should definitely, you have a good point, but I answered very simple. Pirkei Avos should have said it. If you say in the same Mishnah that Avraham Avinu got it, tell me what happened with Noach. So who got it? Tell me who got it. Okay. No. Huh? Yeah. Okay. So the Rebbe comes, here is the first Chiddush that I said that's coming up from the Rebbe. A gewaltige Chiddush, the Rebbe is a Chaddish. Muss man sagen, the Rebbe comes to a conclusion that I must say, as the Asoro Doris Modem at Noach, ob melechatchile nishgeat ken shum zugitelten Chelikra. They didn't have any appointed schar. That's why nobody got it. There's no schar for them. There's no Gan Eden for them. Midavo Be'er Farshtein, but still, I still have to understand, mit wo seinen See mit sehr machissing, even anders, schon ärger von den zwei Asorodeurs. Now, I have a simple question now left. What is the difference between the 10 Deures from Odom and Noach, that they didn't have a schar, lechatchile, and the 10 Deures from Noach till Avrom, that they did have, and Avrom took it. Now the question is already different. All the other things is understood, just to understand. What is the difference? Why they didn't get, and they got? Okay. Ois Gimel. Now the Rebbe is going to ask another question, and then, in Ois Dalet, the Rebbe is going to say, to another thing to understand, and then everything is going to be understood. Euch ist nicht verstandig, euch gibt. Was ist bichlal der Chidush von der Mishnah, als der Röbischter ist an Erich Hapayim? Sie ist doch ein Beferischer Posuk, Hashem kell Erich Hapayim, und das meint, wie Rashi bringt der Rob Lezadikim, velo Rishoyim. There is in Chumish, there is things that it says, and then in Gemara it says again. In the Mishnah it says again. It's not a problem. Because what it says in Torah is not a law, it shouldn't be in the Gemara. The Gemara repeats, the Gemara is adding on. Pirkei Avos is a specific thing. Pirkei Avos is called, what is it called? Ethics of our fathers? Ethics of our fathers, yes. Huh? Ethics of our fathers. And in Loshon Kodesh, Milse de Chassiduse. Milse de Chassidus, what are you innovating me? Erech HaPaim. It says, Chumash already Erech HaPaim. What are you telling me about that? What? Oh, okay. Yeah. But it's not English. Okay. So Milse de Chassidus is a deep, much deeper thing. It's not something that you mukhiv al pi haloche. It's things of Chassidishkeit, of Lifnim Yishur HaSadin, as we say. So the Rebbe says, why is it saying Erech HaPaim? And especially that we have it in Parshas Shlach. And also, we have it in two parshas, in Parshas Kisiso and in Parshas Shlach. In Parshas Kisiso it says, Hashem Erech HaPayim. Then when it comes again in Parshas Shlach, the Rebbe Shah told Moshe Rabbeinu that it's not only for tzaddikim, you say that it's for tzaddikim. I'm saying, the Rebbe Shah said, Sai tzaddikim and Sai reshoim. So what is he innovating here? So we know already in Chumash, tzaddikim Hashem. What's the milse de chassiduse in Pirkei Avos is that he tells me Hashem Erech HaPayim. The Pashtus, the Rebbe gives a very simple gishmak answer. The Pashtus Kum Tois, the Rebbe brings down in the Ahores that the Maharal in the Sefer Derechaim, Maharal Meprov, is hinting something like that. The Pashas Kum Tois, as the Chiddush in the Mishnah is very simple. Kamo Erech HaPayim. That's what the Mishnah says. Give a look at the beginning, the first paragraph. Asoro Doirois, Loidia Kamo Erech HaPayim. In Toiro it says, Hashem Erech HaPayim. How long? I don't know. So Pirkovis is Mechadesh, is innovating. How long is the Rebbe Shter Erech HaPayim? Kamo Erech HaPayim, in Posuk Ve'at Mishdamon, Viz Viv Lesitir, the Rebbe Shter Erech HaPayim. I don't say how long the Rebbe Shter's restraining and not punishing. How long is it? The rivers of the Mishnah, so Pirkovis is innovating. Lo Yidia Kamo, the Rebbe underlined, Kamo, how long is this Erech HaPayim? As the Rebbe Shter is Marechav, how long? Even to 10 generations. And therefore, I understand. I still have to understand. It's a very good answer, but I still have to understand. What is the Asbore of Fum? What the Rebbe Shter is Marichav? Bisa Filas Soro Doiros? What is the Adgoshe from Soro Doiros? Why not 9? Why not 10? 8? 12? What is the idea of 10 Doiros? 10 generations the Rebbe Shter is waiting.
Sorry, just last time, just being aware that Avram till Neich is 10, and Neich till Avram is 11.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's good to understand.
Okay, just still looking for the answer.
Okay. So Shaili is on Pirkei Avos.
Yeah, nothing. Yeah,
okay, very good, very good. Good point. I didn't hear it. It's good. A good point. I'm going to ask after the shiur. We're going to ask the Rav. We should think about it and give us an answer. Maybe we'll find it. It's not 10. It's 11. Can't it take a chumash? Okay.
It's not the same between the two of them. Between the two of them, it's just 10 by both.
Okay, so as of now, it's a Boruch Shem HaGishmak HaSichah, we could understand it, we could follow very good. As of now, we have two questions left. One question is, what's the difference between 10 generations from Odom Ad Noyach, that they have no Gan Eden and they were destroyed? And the second 10 generations, what is their Averis better than the first one, that they have Aschar in Gan Eden, and Avraham Avinu had the merited to get all these 10. Question number one. Question number two, why Asoro? What's the value of Asoro, Davke, and not anything else? Or is Dalit? Rabbi says, to understand these two questions, I'm going to give you one more, and then I'm going to understand everything. Let me those also verstehen durch Mevasa and noch an Ingen. Explaining one more Ingen, then we'll understand everything. Der Seder Mishnayis is doch ausgestellt bei Diok. Befragt in demselben Perik. Mishnayis is set very precise. Everything is with Seder, with order, and especially when you talk in the same Perik, for sure that it's in order. Befragt in demselben Perik, and if I say that it's very precise, was ist die Scheiches und der Mischne von Asoro Deuros Modom zu der Friedeke Mischne bei Asoro Mamor ist Nivro Oilom. The Perik starts bei Asoro Mamor ist Nivro Oilom, and then it comes the second Mishne, is Asoro Deuros mi Odom ad Noyach, and Asoro Deuros mi Noyach ad Avrom. What's the connection between them? Or if I should say, Blois Leben Seder on Yonim in Zman, I could have a very good answer. It goes according to
chronology.
It goes according to the Seder Oilom. First, the Rebbe Shah Asor Mamor is the Rebbe Shah created the world. What happens then? Then came Odom, 10 generations came Noach, another 10 generations came Avraham Avinu. So it's Seder Oilom. The Rebbe says, I can say it. Oib bloß zu dem Seder in Zman, wo es der Sorge, der ist mit dem Mann, der haben sich angehoben gleich. Noch nie vor Oilom. Makes sense. First mission is the Rebbe Shah created the world, then goes the Seder, oder Marishi came. Oder Tane, gedacht, Magnum sein, die später dicke Mischne, im Mischne Wurf, there's something that is finishing up the creation. So it doesn't make any sense. So the Choyre Mischne Wurf should have been Mischne Beis, the Mishnah Beis should have been Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Aleph is Be'asorom Amor is Nivro Oilom. Mishnah Beis is going to be what it says, Asor Dvorim Shinivro Be'erev Shabbos Be'in HaShmoshos. And the third one is going to start according to Seder Oilom. was Retzich wegen dem Sium von Nivro Oilom. Yeah, this is the conclusion. Friday afternoon, there was 10 things created. What happened right after that? Odom was created, and then goes a Seder. Odom, till Noach, Noach till Avram. Doesn't make any sense. You see that it doesn't go according to Seder. Because Mishneh Beis talks already about Odom and Noach and Avram. And in Mishneh Vov, he finishes up the Seder Oilom. So what is the connection between the first Mishneh and the second Mishneh? Was read wegen dem Zehn von dem Reulung, vor dem Mann von der Asoro der Ruschulu. It's before. So why is it in Mishneh Vov? Is the beer in them? Now the Rebbe's second Chiddush. Very geschmack a Chiddush. Something parallel from the first Mishneh with the second Mishneh. Beautiful parallel between the two Mishnehs. Why they come together. Nothing to do with chronological. It's nothing to do with Seder Reulung. It's the beer in them. In der Friedeke Mishneh wird gesagt, dass Basoro Mamor ist Nivro Reulung. Und als das lernt unser zweindig Nien. Why is the Mishneh telling us that Sorom Amor is, what is the difference? What is it teaching us? So it says it teaches us two things. Number one, Leipora Menorushem Shemavdim Nisroilom, with the Tzchartov Letzadikim Shemkai Menisroilom Chulom. The Rebbe could have created in one Maimar. Why did he create it in 10? Because if there comes somebody and is doing things against the Eibishter, so this world is created with 10, it gets punished 10 times too much. Mashenkin HaTzadik, that is, fulfilling what the Rebbe wanted, the world that the Rebbe created with 10, it should get rewarded 10 times as much. If it would have been Nivro with one Maimar, it's schar, but not so much. So that's why, so it teaches us two things. The same thing we're going to find in the second Mishnah also. Beautiful, the parallel between the two Mishnahs and the connection. Und beemshech, und behetem zu die zwei Lernungen, in continuation with these two teachings, that it's leipora and liten schar, lernen wir kesha zu die zwei Sugim neodom, alef leipora menoroshoim shemabdin. The first Efa Mishneh teaches us that the Rebbe created the Asorah Ma'amoris to punish the Rishoyim more. And the second one is the little Schar Tovi Letzadikim Shemekaimin. They're getting a very much Schar reward because they are sustaining the world. Learn the Zweite Mishneh in the Zelbe Zwein Yonim. That's why comes the second Mishneh right after. Now we understand why Rabbeinu HaKodosh put one Mishneh next to the other. Very Geschmack. What is, where do we see it in the second Mishneh? Aleph. Asor Odor is Modom Vad Noyach. Because the Asor Odor is an given Rishoyim was of Ma'abed given the Moilom. The Ribor Odor Oibish was a manish given Leipora. Shevi Aleim is Me'amavu. Very simple. The same thing as the first Mishneh tells us that he created it with 10 because to pay the Rishoyim a lot, same thing is here also. What happened with the 10 doyres from Odom Ad Noyach? They were not nice. So the Rebisha was Nifra. The Rebisha paid them what? Destroyed them, brought them up, and there's no more. Mashenkin Mishneh based in the second half of the second Mishneh. Asor Odor is Noyach Vad Avrom. Ad Shebo Avrom Vekibel Schar Kulom. So we see the idea that there is a Schar. What kind of Schar? 10 times as much. And Avrom got the Schar from all of them. Sagam euch die Asor Deirois oi mach heure de war also the same thing mach sin go in und aber Avrom Avinu mit kein gewend dem Eulom er hat gepoilt akium euch in die alle seine Asor Deirois und da war es gewend schar kulom und er hat genommen schar kulom der Rebbe bringt seinen Aure 21 very geschmack Rabbeinu Yoino says milei kol achisroinus Avram Avinu fulfilled all the chesroinus that they did. Not only did for himself, but they did what they were missing the 10 generations. He did. That's why he got all the 10, all this. I say, she's aber noch als nicht musber. The Rebbe said, not certified yet. Was ist vor der Efresh, wissen die Beide Asoro Deurois, was darf gehen, die Zweite, wird man gekannt, öfter nach Kiyum, und durch den Bekadl sein Schrakulon. It's very geschmack, why the missions come, Aleph and Beis are together, it's very geschmack, everything is fine. What is still the difference between the first 10 Deurois and the second 10 Deurois? Why are they Leipora, why are they Mabel and destroyed? And Avraham Avinu got a Schrakulon of them, or even deeper. The first 10 never got a Chelik in Gan Eden, the Rebbe's Chidush, and the second had a Schrakulon in Gan Eden, but they were bad, so Avraham Avinu got it. What is the difference? Is the bio in them? Al derech ba milchomes kipshuton. There is milchomes in Torah. We have quite a few milchomes that the Rebbe says. The first milchome is that Amalek, yeah, or maybe even before Avraham Avinu. Sorry, Avraham Avinu. I think it was Avraham Avinu. I'm sorry. Al derech ba milchomes kipshuton. For Nidin is given zachem was menot machen given and zachem was menot ginumem besholol. Along the sikhes of the Rebbe and Fabrengis and the sikhes also in Mugadike, that there is two ways when the Eden went to war. Sometimes the Rebbe said you have to destroy whatever is there. We know the story with Shaul and Shmuel. Yeah, Shmuel asked, what is the noise that I'm hearing? And Shaul said, we left them to bring carbones. And the same thing is Ochon with the story. There are stories that the Rebbe said, all this has to be destroyed. I think there are some wars that the Rebbe said, you could take the, what's called spoil, I think, yeah? Take the sholol, shalal, you could take it. So we see that there are zachen was menot genumen be sholol. There are zachen that you machrim, and things that you could bring. Also, yechid ha-melchome mit n'ra sheba'oilom, the same thing is also in ra. Same as you see be gashmias, is in the ra. So in a varan, zwei sugim be ra. There's two levels in ra. What is the two levels? Und bemeile zwei vanim vitzuton mit zeh. There's two ways how to deal with them. There's two kinds of ra. Two kinds of ra, two ways to deal with them. Same thing as in Gashmias, there's two ways to deal with wars that the Rebbe Shah told you to do. Some of them he told you to destroy everything, some of them he told you to bring it and elevate it and bring it up to godliness. The Rebbe brings them in Aure 24, in Aure 23, כמו שנאמר, מכל מלאכת השבור אלוהיקים לעשויס, so the Rebbe is adding on in the parenthesis, very gishmat from Medrash, מכל מלאכת השבור אלוהיקים צורך לעשויס לתקה. There's two ways. Some of them you have to destroy, some of them you have to fix. So the Rebbe is going to bring now Aleph and Beis. The two ways. One of them is that you have to, what's machrim? Destroy. Yeah, well, they destroyed them. They killed everything. Yeah, by Amalek, you have to kill everything. You can bring anything back from them. Agam Shaul said he wanted to bring it for Korbonas and this. Yeah, okay. Aleph, Sachen, wo seinen in ganzen Ra, underlined, in ganzen Ra, they're completely Ra. So haben nicht in sich kein Teuf. Und als solche Sachen darf man mehr Arbeit sein. You must destroy them. Otherwise, you can't elevate them. Al derech von Shviroson, Zuita Roson, we say, Mishin Kelim Breshverik Beis, that any vessel that it's made out of clay, if it gets tome, there's the only way that you could use it, break it, and then you could make it back to a kele. You could glue it together. What's Loshin Mishne? Of davening, a toivle sakli, tfilis meloshin, get glued, cleaved with the Eibishter. Huh? Teufel is the ring from glue it back together. So what is with a kli cheres made out of clay? You have to break it. Same thing is here also beruchnis. There's a ra that you have to destroy. You can't do nothing with it. This is mevuer in Likutei Torah in the minyan from Sreifa Saporo. The Alter Rebbe is mevuer in Likutei Torah very gishmak. It's a little Kabbalah dikeriyim because we don't know what it is. The Alter Rebbe brings down that poro. The Rebbe doesn't bring it there, but in other places that it's par A. I think from the Rebbe's father. Par A as the A gvur is in zich. Poro as the egg voice. Poro is indicating. It's not, poro itself is not something. Poro we could eat. If you slaughter it and it's kosher and everything is fine, the shrite and the checking the lungs and everything, and you salt it and you soak it, everything is fine. But that's an indication of the union of Ra. The meaning of Sreva Saporo. Why is it Sreva Saporo by the Poro Adumo? As Poro is Meramesh of the Maisim Roim. It's indicating of Maisim Roim. For Zanim Behemes, Ra Gomo Metzadatzmoy. It shows on Ra Gomo. What do you do with the Poro Adumo? The Sora for Saporo Leinov, you have to destroy it. There's nothing you could use from the Poro to do something to purify people after they get Tommy. For Zafarva, brennt man the Poro. You have to burn it. Weil Ein lo takone, a quotation from the Alter Rebbe in Likutei Torah. Ein lo takone, she has no, you can't fix her. Elo bitulo, vavoroso menoilem. Destroyer. When it's bleibt, the Poro is the Reifer. What is left? Left is the ashes. You take the ashes, you put it into the Maim Chaim and everything, and then you could spray it on people. Why is the Eifer left? The Choyre Eifer is from the cow also. So it's also indicating on the idea of Ra Gomo. Rebbe says, no. Was man weiß, du von Etzem Koyach HaMisave, was ist nicht Ra, mitzad Etzem HaTzmosei. Each and every one is a Koyach HaMisave. Koyach HaMisave is not Ra. Depends where you direct them. If the Koyach HaMisave comes out in Chas V'Sholim in a Taibet, that it's not good, so it's not good. The Koyach HaMisave could be moved from good, from bad to good. So that's why we could use the Eifel. It shows only at the Koyach HaMisave. This you could elevate. We take it and we use it at the Rabbe. It's being used to purify people that they get tome from a mess. So this is the first part in Ruchnias, that there is Ra, that you can't do anything with it. You have to destroy it, as we see by the Poro. Beis, second level is Zachen, things. Even I look at it, I see Ra, I don't see Toiv. From Desagom, they see Chanitzutz Toiv. They do have some sparks of Toiv. Was the far, darf man sie nicht mehr haben sein. As we say about the Sholol, sometimes you take spoil and you enjoy it. They come back with a whole long parsha, where is it, with the Milchome that they brought back? The matter is that they divided the things in the Nisim that it was there, that everything was perfectly divided into efforts, we learned the Sikha. So we see that we could use it and enjoy it. Adrabe, the Anshe Chayil get, and everybody gets, and the Rebishter gets also. Beis Hamikdash get, Aron HaKohen got. Noroton mit zeh bizme vet, you have to deal with them. You have to walk with them. Adrabe, medav zeh mekayem sein. You have to sustain them. Durch dem, was mit zeh me'aper sein, mirale toiv. You take it, you change him over from rale toiv. Biz al derer with the loshon chazal, matzoi she itzi eloi beiso, itzi eloi beto. Gemore, the Rebbe brings down a gemore in Menoches, the Rebbe wants to indicate you have very geshmak avot. If you come into a dark room and you put on the switch or you put on a candle, that doesn't mean that that you took the choyshech and you made it oil. No, you threw out the choyshech. With the light, you threw out the choyshech. Or the Rebbe said once that, always, that choyshech, darkness, you could not fight with a broom or with a stick. You can't fight choyshech with a stick. With a little light, you make it. The Rebbe's chidush here, what the Rebbe is bringing out, what we need, is to make the choyshech into oil. That's why the Rebbe brings the Gemara in Menoches that says that it was a Eid, that it was a very simple Jew, but he had one mitzvah that it was very zoyo. It was mitzvah of tzitzis. And he went far away to do a major, big avere. And before he went to do the avere, his tzitzes, he went to take off the tzitzes, so the tzitzes smacked him in his face. And he said, oh my God, what am I going to do? So he said, I'm not. So she said, you must tell me what happened. What do you mean you're not? What happened all of a sudden? So he told her that he's a Eid and he can do it and everything. So she took by him his name and his address and which yeshiva. He was in the yeshiva of Rab Chiya. Mavludik, he was by Rab Chiya. So she took all her money and she divided it into three. She gave it away. She came to Rab Chiya's yeshiva. She came in and says, I want to be a girl. So Rab Chiya was Megayer. And then she got married to the same guy. And this, everything she gave away, her money, everything she gave away. She came to Rab Chiya without anything. What did she leave? She left only these bedspreads that she prepared then. And she used these bedspreads that was for the biggest aver that could be. She used it in the biggest mitzvah that could be of chasine, and al pi tare, and al pi yosher, and al pi aloche, and everything. So we see that you turned around the things that it's choysher became oil. The same atzois was used to oil. So this is the second level that we have. Things that you could walk with and you could elevate it. And this is the reference which made us. So now the Rebbe is going to explain it, the question that we have. One of the questions is, what is the difference between these two generations, the 10 and this 10? And this is the reference which the Beit HaSor HaDoiro is. The Rav and the HaSor HaDoiro Shemodem Atnoyach is given Ra Gomo. Their Rav was Ra Gomo. When Asar Ra is Me'abed Divel. The Rebbe, we see it also in Russia a little bit. In Chumash we could see it, the difference. That when it comes to these generations, they were stealing by each other and raping and everything that they did there. Mashenkin in the other generations, they were going against the Eibishter. They were not, but they were friends. So the Eibishter made Bovel and all these things is in the second 10 generations. So what they did was Ra Gomu. When Azar Ra, this Ra that they did, is destroying the world. Mabe Divel. The Ribel, if you are destroying the world, the Ribel is the Eibishter is in ganzen Obgewicht. Obgewicht means he wiped them off the world. Now it's very good understood why they did it. Now let's go to the second 10 generations. The same lotion, exactly. The same thing. It's like a ra. But there's a difference in the ra. There's two ras. Ra is when Azazu was not as gekent, ma'aper zan letoi. The ra you could change the. So they had, those 10 had a chelik in Gan Eden, but they didn't do what's supposed to be. Avram came, and he fixed up what they didn't do, he got the schar of their 10. Is everything beautiful understood? Still.
I would say this week's parsha, Shem Yishayim Yerkev, is on our generation, Avram, and not over there where they were chayda much worse.
Even as that was saying.
What?
Even such a thing.
Is also we could purify them.
Even on such a
thing. Yeah. There's only so we have all the questions answered. Yeah, the first question was what is the difference between the two generations? They have left now a question, and the Mishnah was also beautiful understood why the first Mishnah the second goes after the first Mishnah. Now the sixth Mishnah should be Mishnah Beis. What is left now when we finish this with the difference of Romovin's generation Noach is going to be left why is that so? Next, we're going to answer in Oizvov. We're not finished. Okay. Well.
Very tough question.
Yeah. It's a lot of credit for asking the good question, but the real credit is when you find the answer.
I don't get answers.
Okay, מה שאין כן דעשור דוירו של מנוי ערבד אברום, חוד שאוי זה מחיסינו, same language, אוי הוא מחיסינו בוין, ואוכל זה רגי ואין פונה זה עסוק וסמות, אז כן, מה פרסן לטויב, you could have changed it for טויב, ונדרפר, שעס אברום אבינו יש גיקומן, ונדור זיין אבוידה מקיים גוון דיוולט, אברום אבינו was sustaining the world, and he did avoid it for those 10 generations, ארות מתקנו משלם גוון, he fulfilled everything that they were missing. The other Sorodoros ota bakumen schakulo. Now I know Yisrov is going to answer the last question by a Soro, not 9, not 11, and then in Ois Zion is a mavlidiker limud for us that I said this is the third chidush. That it's not a chidush, but it's something that I think we never heard from the Rebbe. Such it's a very rare language that the Rebbe speaking in Ois Zion. Very rare. The time was the Roibishter is Marich Av Bizasoro Doiros. This question was left. Shengiret Filmol, as a Esser is a Ganser on full common mispar. 10 is the real number, is not 5 and not 6 and not 7. When you have 10 together, then it's a full common mispar. Punkt wie das ist in Tzadak Dusche, the same as in Tzadak Dusche is 10 as we see. You want to say Borchu, you want to say Kaddish, you want to say Gdusche, Chazor Sashatz, Kriyas HaToyre, everything needs 10. 10 becomes a tzibur, 10 is a completely different thing. So Rabbi says, as I say in Eipech HaKdusha, there's 10 in Eipech HaKdusha that it also become a one unit. The ganzer und fuller form name from Ra is ausgestellt in the Mizpah von Esser, von Zen, Pchines. I looked in a little bit in the Eben Ezra, it's very interesting how he makes that the Cheshbonis, which put 1 and 10 and 2 and 3 and 5 is in the middle, all combination is saying what's the idea of 10 in the Eben Ezra. So, und der Fall ist der Reubisch der Marichav, warten die Gesellschaft. Now, it's very simple. If I say that 10, number 10 is the full measure of time and the full thing, then it's 9 generations, it's not fully yet, the battle is not, the vessel is not fully yet with Averis. When there's 10, then it's time to do the same thing is by Avraham Avinu. The 10, and number 10 is always this. So and the far is the Reubisch der Marichav, warten die Gesellschaft Schubeton, bis das Sorodeuros ist waiting. When it comes to Sorodeuros, then it's filled up the bed, then the Reubisch brings it. Das heißt, bis zu der fuller Mosse, it has to be a full measure of what? Of Machis und Uboi. To get the Reubisch der angry. The Reubisch der Marichav. When is it enough? When it's 10 generations. In alle 10 Prinnes Deuros, von Ra. The Rebbe indicates again in the Aure, look in the Rechaim of the Maharal. Ois Zion. You'll see also what I said, that's a very interesting words of the Rebbe. Jeder Mensch wird doch angerufen Oilom Kotten. Bringt dann von Tanchume, that each and every one is called Oilom Kotten. Ich punkte wir seine Verein zwei Tkufes von Asoro Deures in Oilom Godel. There is two Tkufes, that is Tkufes from Odom till Noyach, completely Ra, and there's 10 from Noyach till Avrom, that you could fix them up and elevate them. So the same zwei, is the same as there is two. What is Tkufa? It's two... Huh? Can't hear.
Periods.
Two periods in Oilam Godel. Same thing is also though, in Oilam Kotten, each and every one has the same two Tkufas. By Ayochid and Avedos' work. Listen to the Rebbe's words. When a man sees in Meshech von ganze Zentek, reingeton in Yonim Biltere zu ihm. And it's interesting, I would say, if I wouldn't, I'll tell you what. I would say that the Rebbe means here 10 minutes, 10 seconds, or 10 hours, 10 weeks, 10 months. Not only 10 days, but the Rebbe put on quotations. So, not quotations, it's called it differently. It's not quoting from somebody. Put it in. What's it called?
Hyphen.
Merchaot. He put it in special things, he put it in. So he wants to say Dafke Tzentek Lechoire. Otherwise, he would not put in the Tzentek. Would have said Tzentek.
It doesn't mean Tzentek. It means the idea of Tzentek.
Okay. I learned if it says it means Dafke Tzentek. You say it or not. I accept it. Lord Tzentek.
No,
okay, fine. It doesn't. Okay.
Let's
it has to be a mispar of 10.
Of
10 minutes, then 10.
The sholin, the whole, because we said the
it has to be a 10.
A full thing.
But it has to be 10.
Seres
in Kedusha. Very good. Very good. Very good. This is good. Yes.
At 7 and Torah.
Yes. Okay, and I just learned from Maimar this morning that the Rebbe says a very interesting thing. I never learned it in Tovshin Chofei. The Rebbe says in Shabbos Parshas Voshivosa Betamuz Nitche, Shabbos Parshas Golok, the Rebbe starts Yehudechem Kodesh. This is the Maimar, and the Rebbe says that the 3 days, 2 days Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, is a much higher level of tshuva than the 7 days in between. And Yom Kippur is also called Rosh Hashanah. It brings a posik in Tanakh that it's also called Rosh Hashanah. So we see like a difference. That's why it's called Asor Yom Shet Bein. Okay, so the Rebbe says when a mensch is in Meshach von ganze Zentag, also the words ganze Zentag, reingeton in den Yonim Bilder zu ihm, von deswegen der Teufel, a person sees that it is 10 days is not doing the right thing, and it's, you know, he's happy, everything is fine. Kenne doch meinen, also ich weiter mit seinem Matzev sein, wie busy, everything is going to be fine, everything is going to be good. The Rebbe brings on a pasuk that we just learned in Parshas Netzavim, v'yisborer b'levav Elohim, he's going to bless himself, you know, he's going to tell himself, relax, be fine, everything is good. Sholem yeli, I'm going to continue to be as it's supposed to be, healthy, in parnose, in nachas, everything is fine. Doesn't matter if I did averes. Why? Ki b'shrirus libeilech. I'm doing whatever I like, whatever my heart desires, I'm not stopping with anything. So the Rebbe says, zoktev dem dimishne. As those who got ashpos atoiv bizaher. This is what he had in 10 days, he had good, and the Rebbe Shah gave him everything. Agam has nishke de boye, he's doing already 10 days, not supposed to be. He says, the far was the Rebbe Shah's marichaf. The Rebbe Shah's marichaf up to 10, up to the unit of 10. Over those that nif, mavl dikeverto from the Rebbe, I don't remember ever the Rebbe saying this. Over those that nifshad ve'an nochdem bashtimten zman, givaldik.
Maybe the Rebbe was supposed to refer to someone specific.
Something.
None of us.
No,
Could be.
Okay, und der Fahrer darf er tun sein Avoide. Now, that I say that er stut kuf is na person yet the 10 days and then he has to do tshuva, he has to do also tshuva the same thing as the 10 generations from Odomat Noach and from Noach Adam. The 10 generations from Odomat Noach is destroyed. He has to destroy all his bad habits. He has to destroy it, no more doing it. The second 10 is that he has to fulfill whatever was missing in these 10 days. That's what Rabbi is saying here. Der Rebbe darf er tun sein Avoide na neufen von Eivaleim und Esmea Mabul. Bring the marble of them. And what? In ganzen mevatel sein den Yonim bilt ihre zu ihm. Completely nullify them. Don't get rid of them. Don't do it ever again. Aber der Avoide ist nicht maßweg. To get rid of them is not enough. Warum wir bald? Er sei nicht hindurchgegangen in ganzen 10 Tage. It went over 10 days and he didn't know what he's supposed to do. Auf den Yonim bilt ihre zu ihm. Fällt doch in den Yonim teufel, was er in dem vergangenen Mann gekannt und melig darf teufeln. He's missing those 10 days, things that he could have. And if he could, he was supposed to, and he didn't do, so he's missing it. And he's doch yomim yitzoru, David HaMelech says until him, yomim yitzoru. The Rebbe Shah gives each and every 1 day that he has to fulfill it. Or it says by Avrom Avinu, Avrom zokim bo ba yomim. He came with every day, was fulfilled by him as it's supposed to be. What's going to be with these 10 days? Yedah men shot agivisset soltek, he has a specific time and days, was an enfarim bashtim tzutonin avoyde savaye. And he's lacking the 10 days. What should he do? He should do what Avrom Avinu did. The next generations were not good. Avraham Avinu fixed them up. The Rebbe Moser sich vernehmen mit der zweite Avoide von der zweite Asoro Deuros. Poel seiner Kium euch in die friedige Tag. Bring, fulfill whatever they were missing in you 10 days also. To the Avoide von Isabri Chashoyro Lenore, as we said before, not only make light, but transform the 10 days that you did not good, transform them in good. Und is er betaken, und maschke moich das, was er hat verfehlt, in der friedige Tag, bis in der Neufung von Kibel, schar kulam, he gets schar, even for the 10 days that he did not good.